This is Dan McCullough interviewing Bob Mahoney at my house, January 5th, 1990.
First question is, what were the jobs of the workhorses that were on the farm?
They usually had to do the drilling, planting, color tagging, if that was necessary. The color dating.
Okay, so you had horses and a tractor on the farm then? Alright, what did the tractor, what did that do all the other work then?
Well, the tractor uses it to plow, sometimes for dragging. But that was basically what the tractor did at that time, the plant was part of it. The horses we did the rest.
They pulled the machinery in.
They would pull the elevator in. The drag once in a while. And the drill. For planting.
Well, what do you remember about planting corn?
We used to plant that with two little cultivator planters. And this would be a small wire switch across the field. Kill of corn would be planted in a certain place.
You had to set up the field anymore?
I had to set that square across the field. It would plant the corn in a spot on a big spot each time it went across the field.
Yeah, and that process helped make straight rows then?
That would make your row so that you could cover it this way and then cross it.
What would be the process for preparing a field before you plant the corn?
Well, it's the same thing, plowing and dragging until you got the field in shape so that it was level enough to plant. And then you take the drill or the corn planter, depending how you wanted the corn in there, and you put it in that way. Usually, in the early days, they did it with one of these, what they call check rings.
What did you use for fertilizer?
Usually just the manure from the supply stock.
And how was that spread over the field?
Spread with a manure spread. Same as you do today.
Yeah.
That would be done with the horses or the tractor. That would be before you plowed.
So you would fertilize the field right at the beginning of the spring?
Before you plowed it.
And then plow and then get the ground ready for planting.
Yeah.
How would you prepare a field before planting oats?
Well, that would depend. If you're using it in a bean field or something like that, it would just work it up and then bag it, probably. Then they go in and plant their oats with a drill.
Well, that answers the next question. Well, you planted the oats with a drill then. Was that like planting the corn? Did you have to set the field up like that?
You would have to set the drill so it could contain a oats or corn or wheat or beans, whatever you put in it. It would all have to be set. But the fields have to be prepared before you do that.
Was there any specific way it had to be prepared for a certain crop you were planting?
At that time, not usually, but they would have a certain time that they put it in. The oats would be the first thing planted.
I've heard about broadcasting. Did you ever use broadcasting to plan a field?
Usually, broadcasting where they just spread it on the top and then work it real light with a drag or something to get it under the ground. Most of the time, broadcasting was just to put in your alfalfa seed or hay seed.
So it wasn't used to plant a bigger crop?
No.
How were fields cultivated?
You mean after the crops are in?
Yeah.
They usually done that with a cultivator. Some of them were single row, some of them were double row. And the horses did a lot of it at first, and then they came along with tractors that they cultivated. Cultivators on the tractor back in the 1930s.
So, after planting, then you would go through and cultivate it?
When it get to a certain height.
A certain height, okay, yeah. So would that be a specific time of the year then?
It would be the time of the crop. It would be after it got high enough so it wouldn't get buried by the cultivator.
How about wheat? What was the process of planting wheat?
Wheat was pretty much like oats, because there would be narrow rows that didn't go through the plant bed. And wheat was a crop that you usually planted in the fall of the year. You prepare the field, say if you did anything else, and then plant the wheat for the grill. The grill would have to be set for that type of seed.
How did you harvest the wheat then?
Well, in the real early days, they harvested what they call a binder, which would cut the wheat, lay it on the table, and it would go up and get tied into bundles, and then it would lay it on the ground. Then you had to go along, pick it up, and put it in a shot or stack, so that when it rained, it didn't get wet. Then you had to harvest it by thrash machine, which would have to be loaded and hauled up to a thrash machine to get it run through there.
Would that be like oats then? How did you harvest
oats? Oats would be the same way. Corn would be shot the same way.
You said something about harrowing. Is that like plowing in the spring?
That'd be like what they call a drag. They call it a harrow too, I guess. Anything to work at loosen up the ground and get it leveled off.
So it had a specific use then during the process that you go through?
Yeah, well, you see, if you've got a field that's got a lot of wheat stubbles, a lot of weed stubbles, or hay field that you're going to plow up, you wouldn't be able to use a harrow on them because there'd be too much trash if you plug it. So you have to plow first, then use a harrow. After everything's turned on, you can use it on top of it.
How did you harvest the corn?
Pretty much the same way. They had another machine that was called a corn binder, and that would make the corn into bundles, lay it on the ground, then you went out, picked it up, shot it. And that was in the older days. Then later on, they came along with corn pickers, which would pick the ear off and put it into a hopper wagon.
After you took the corn off the husk, did you take it then and store it?
I think you just threw it in a, what you call a corn crib, and tried to help it dry more. A lot of them, they take it and shell it, drain it for the livestock, or they feed it to their chickens, and thought it would be a chicken to get them. And the hogs, and the cattle.
What was the process for cutting meat?
Well, they usually had a mowing machine to do that. Horse-drawn mowing machine. They keep going around the field until it's all cut down. And then it would have to be raked up into minerals. So after it's dried. Then they come along with a, what they call a heater, right behind the wagon. Elevate it up onto the wagon and you stack it on the wagon and haul it to the left. Stack it in the bundle. And later on they begin to bale it. Hay balers. And track it. But you still have to haul it and stack it behind. This is, you're talking about old age.
Ever fertilize oats or
anything? Yeah, they used to do that in later years. Try to improve the crop, improve the yield. If it was fertilized too much, the wind would come along and knock it down before you got to harvest it. It would grow too much, too high. Healthy. And the wind and the rain would knock it down. If you didn't have it fertilized too much, well, then it would stand up straight so that you could harvest it better.
If it was knocked down, then would it be good or could you do something?
Yeah, most of the time it would be. Providing you could get it picked up with a machine, then you could put special stickers on the front of the machine so that he would lift that up before it cut it off.
How would you fertilize oats?
Usually when they drill it, they have a You always have an attachment on the drill that would put the fertilizer in at the same time that you were planting.
Will it be the same way then?
Mm-hmm. It's the same. Corn would be the same way too.
So the fertilizer board is great when you're planting?
That's right. If you use other fertilizer, it could also be put on the ground, like manure and all of that, before you work the ground. You had to plan that in.
So, in the beginning, did you use horses a lot for pulling all machinery? Or did you have a tractor right away?
Yeah, we had a tractor right away. But horses used to do a lot of it until the later years. And they found it a little bit faster with the tractor than it was to use horses. And horses used to do a lot of towing or dragging. It was using the team along with the tractor. If you were plowing and you wanted it worked out that way, you'd take the team and put it on the drag, and you'd plow along the plowing system with it after it was plowed with the team to drag up the field. You had to utilize both of them to save time.
Were there any special things that you would do with the horses instead of the tractor?
No, most of the time just cultivating. In the early years, the tractor didn't have cultivators on it. Later years, they put cultivators on the tractor. Because it would be, they could do it faster.